From BGS and Osiris Media, you're listening to The Shift List, where chefs talk about the music that fills their kitchens, restaurants, and recipes. I'm Chris Jacobs. This week, our first in a series of shows from Austin, Texas, starting off with Fermin Nunez, executive chef of East Austin's Mexican-inspired restaurant Suerte and Eater Austin's 2018 Chef of the Year. As you'll soon discover, Chef Fermin is a man with a mission to create the perfect tortilla every single day. As he recently told Eater, it takes a village to make tortillas every night, and the foundation of Mexican food is masa. The process starts with one of the restaurant's staffers bringing a pot of water to a simmer, adding the necessary ingredients, including the masa, cooking it to a certain level of doneness, and then letting it sit overnight. A different employee comes in the next morning to rinse the masa, and that's the source of the day's tortillas. It's this attention to detail that has made Suerte one of the most beloved new restaurants in Austin, and Chef Fermin's love of music is woven into each and every part of the day, from the making of the masa, to prepping his mise en place, to the entire staff stopping at 4 p.m. to clap to a cover of Achy Breaky Heart in Spanish and prepare for the night of service ahead. And speaking of service, Suerte closed for a few weeks back in early March to regroup and recalibrate as the city of Austin sheltered in place because of coronavirus. And so in mid-March, they reemerged with the Suerte Taqueria, providing highlights from Suerte's menu for takeout, one of them being the Suadero Taco Meal Kit for families to enjoy at home. The kit includes all the ingredients needed to prepare Chef Fermin's signature dish, including confit brisket, avocado crudo, black magic oil, signature tortillas and sides, and in addition to cooking instructions, they rounded out the experience with a video of Chef Fermin cooking along in his own kitchen and a link to his favorite playlist in an attempt to bring the full Suerte experience into your kitchen. The kits are still available, so if you live in the Austin area and need some high-quality sustenance, head over to suertetx.com. For now, recorded some time ago before our new normal, this is my conversation with Chef Fermin Nunez, recorded at Suerte Restaurant in Austin, Texas.
So my name is Fermin Nunez. I'm the chef at Suerte in Austin, Texas. And I got here through the love of Mexican food, making tortillas, and showing people what true masa can be, what a true tortilla should taste like. Suerte is the first restaurant where I'm at the helm, where I'm not just helping someone else do their dream. Suerte is my first baby. And it started, 10 years ago when I started cooking. I always knew that I wanted to be a chef of a restaurant, of my own restaurant, be the guy at the top. And whenever I have a goal, I always like to work backwards. I always say, if I want to be the chef of a restaurant, if I want to open my own restaurant one day, how do I get there? Well, I got to be the CDC of a restaurant. And how do I become the CDC of a restaurant? Well, I got to be a sous chef. And how do I get to be a sous chef? Well, I got to be the best line cook there is. And how do I become the best line cook? I show up early and I go on my day off and I work at other restaurants for free and I just try to make myself better to chase that ultimate goal. And I guess it worked out. I've been in Austin for the past 8 years. I started cooking in Houston. In the Houston Country Club, way back then when there was a certified master chef at the helm, Fritz Kitzner. And I had no experience, but I had a lot of heart. I went up to him at a social, and there was about less than 50 certified master chefs at the time in the United States, and he was the only one in Texas. So I just went up to him and I said, I have no experience, I have a lot of soul. I'll do whatever and I'll work for you for free until I earn my pay. And he told me, show up in my office tomorrow. And I did, because it was the Houston Country Club. The guard wouldn't let me in. And of course, he didn't remember that I was, the chef didn't remember that I was going to go in there, and he didn't have my name on the list. And it was before, you could text or you can email from your phone. So I went back to my apartment, send him an email from my computer, and told him, hey, I don't want you to think that I wasn't there. I was there. They wouldn't let me in. Call me. I'll do whatever. Just know that I tried. And he sends me an email. He says, come back. That's all he says. Just come back. So I show up again and the guard's like, you again. But apparently his secretary gave him my name and everything. Interviewed and I was working there the next day. And it took about 8 months before I earned my pay. Not because I wasn't that good, because he completely forgot that he wasn't paying me. After 8 months, I went up to him and I was like, hey, so, I'm helping run banquets and I'm doing the saute station for the restaurant. I was wondering if I could get paid. And he was this very proper chef, just certified master chef. He never said any bad words. And he looks at me and he just said, oh, shit. Well, I guess I'll pay you a little bit more than what I usually pay my people to make up for it. So, yeah, that's how I started the cooking. It was French food. It was, you know, country club food where we were just mimicking what he saw as what was good, which was French. And that was what a lot of people were cooking at the time. And then I moved to San Antonio where my parents were living. And then one day I was looking for a job. And I Craigslist, I said, let's see who's hiring in Austin. And La Condesa was hiring downtown, owned by Rene Ortiz at the time. I sent him an email. I sent him the cockiest email I've ever sent in my career. I am Mexican. I know how to make this food. You want me on your team. I'm the superstar you've been looking for. And he just replies from his BlackBerry saying, and I told him I was living in San Antonio at the time. He just replies from his BlackBerry saying, be here tomorrow at 8 a.m. And I'm like, whoa, I told you I live in San Antonio. Can we make it noon? I'm like, I didn't plan to be there that early. He's like, okay, see you at 1. And I came in, interviewed. My sister was living at the time here in Austin. So it was easy to just jump in here, get over here. And within a week, I was living in Austin and haven't moved out since.
What's the story of Suerte?
It all started with Sam Hillman's Maz, the owner, approaching me to be the chef of this restaurant. And I decided to just go for it. And we set out to be a restaurant that focuses on making masa every day, using Texas ingredients, local Texas ingredients, driven by the Mexican cooking techniques that I love, that we both love, but also making it unique to Austin and to Texas. We want you to feel like, yes, it's inspired by Mexico and there are the different regions, but it's a restaurant that it's based in Austin, cooking Mexican food with local ingredients. That's what I feel like sets us apart. And, you know, making the masa, but it's that love and soul that we put into it, based on what's around us.
So any examples specifically of that?
A mole, you know, mole is, you know, it can be for many different regions of Mexico, but mole poblano, right? Or mole negra from Oaxaca, that can be one of them. Mole negra from Oaxaca, in the name, it says it's from Oaxaca. I'm not going to make that mole because we're not in Oaxaca. I'm going to make a mole negro inspired by the techniques and the ingredients, but done with what's around us. A good example is, you know, in Oaxaca, they use plantains and they fry them and they make them in their mole paste and whatnot. I don't think there will ever be a plantain here in Austin, Texas. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The day that it happens, I'll be very scared. But you know what? There's peaches and there's apples. So why not look at that and treat them like you would the plantains? And also, there's only apples for a certain part of the year. There's only peaches for a certain part of the year. Yeah. So when we have them fresh, we use them fresh. And when we know that they're going out of season, we'll preserve them and then use them to make the next batch of mole. So that is one big example of how we do things here. You know, it's inspired always by Mexico, but it's driven by what's around us. The tortilla itself, the tortillas, the corn, the corn that we use for the tortillas at the restaurant for the masa, it's grown in Texas. And it's very different than what you find corn that's grown in Mexico. And it's unique to Texas, it's unique to Austin, and it's unique to Suerte. I always try to explain Suerte as a restaurant that's bilingual. Its first language is English, but it's very fluent in Spanish. That's the best way I can describe the restaurant as a whole.
Would that be a way that you describe the music at the restaurant too?
Yeah, I think that's one way to look at it, because I grew up northern Mexico and Texas most of my life. So that's what I kind of bring into the kitchen in the world of music. I show these guys that have never been to Mexico what a cumbia is, what Mexican hip hop is happening right now, you know, because I feel like people sometimes look at Mexico as this place that it's kind of like stuck behind in technology and inspiration. But, you know, there's a lot of cool Mexican guys that are rapping and they're 25 years old. And, you know, you don't have to be in America to make the next hit song. And you can also make really good beats if you're Mexican, if you're young, because just that drive, it's anywhere.
Yeah. Well, what do you got? You got any lists of those artists?
Yeah. So in the mornings, we always start with something that's going to bump you up, something that's going to make you not move slow.
And that you're coming in to make the masa?
Yeah. So Julie comes in the morning and she's really quiet, but it's you can see when we play the right music, she's going to be pumped to move faster, you know? One of them is Ángeles Azules, which is cumbia. They have great, great hit songs. One of them is 17 Años. Amo su inocencia. You're not going to move slow if you're listening to that. Another good one is Superstition, Stevie Wonder. Very superstitious. there's just songs that are not gonna make you mad, and if you're mad, they're just gonna make you forget about it.
There's your bilingual right there.
Yeah, the bilingual, you know, Tom Tom Club, Genius of Love. It's mixing that and then throwing in some Mexican hip hop from Dino El Pingüino. Las cosas han pasado de una u otra forma. Me he echado algunas quejas buenas y unas cuantas gordas. He estado ya bastantes noches, ya bastante pedo en las que me piden el flamante ego y mi amante. From Charlie Zanz and the Guadalupes, they're all good young people that are just making good music, and you don't have to know Spanish to just know a good beat. Quisiera matar más, si tú no lo crees. Detrás del arbusto, la flora y el pez. Pasar a las armas, las horas del té. De pronto ser héroe, villano después. Mis ojos se cierran. That's, I think, one of the best things about streaming services and having every single type of music at your fingertips is that language doesn't become as important. If you're listening to music for the message or the words, fine, but listening to the production and the quality of the music and how the person rhymes in their own language. Yeah, and it's funny too, because there's how to bring people together. It's there's songs that I didn't know that were a Mexican version of an American song already. Yeah. You know, like a lot of songs from Luis Miguel are covered songs in Spanish by the Jackson 5. And I had no idea until, you know, a few months ago when I started showing these guys who Luis Miguel was. And they're like, oh, this is like that one song from the Jackson 5. I was like, what do you mean? Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on the sunshine. And then they would play it for me. And I'd be like, my whole life I've been lied to. I thought he came up with that song, you know? Another thing we do too is at 4 o'clock every day, we start clapping. Everybody, you maybe, if you stay here long enough, you'll see it. We start clapping, and that's our sign to do the lineup. But another thing that happens almost every day when we start clapping is this song that I don't know the name in English, but I know the name in Spanish, and it's called Payaso de Rodeo. No rompas más, mi pobre corazón. Estás pegando justo, entiéndelo. Si quiebras poco más, mi pobre corazón, me harás mil pedazos, quiérelo. And that's the song that we always clap to. And you can see people are like, I know this song, but they're singing it in Spanish. What's up with this song? And all the new people, like servers that they're walking by, is like, this song is crazy. It's in Spanish, but I know it in English. Don't tell my heart. Everybody knows that, you know, like we have music up until 5 o'clock, 4:45 in the kitchen.
Because you open at 5.
We're dinner Monday through Friday. Saturday, Sunday, we do brunch and dinner, obviously. So every day we listen to music. Music fuels me. It fuels the kitchen. It just makes you enjoy the dance. And around 4:45, we turn it off. But at 4 o'clock, when that song starts playing, one person or two people will start clapping, and then everybody just claps. And it's just a good way to get the blood going. And if somebody's not ready, a few people will go clap for that person. Like, you go and clap for the dishwashers or the prep ladies that are in the back finishing their stuff.
And their hands are full.
Yeah, and then they come, and then we talk about what covers we have for the night, what parties, just what we need to get better at, what we've been doing good at, all those little things, menu changes or things like that. Just a classic lineup for a kitchen, but approaching a very different way, because whenever I worked in kitchens that do stuff like that, it's always very stern and very strict. The chefs usually yells, line up, and then everybody just like soldier mode. This one I wanted to change it up a little bit and be like, is the time where we can all get to talk to each other and say, hey, I need help with this. I'm not going to be ready by 5 o'clock if I don't get any help making this sauce. And that's a chance for everybody to come together as a team and say, okay, well, I'm going to finish this, and then I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to fry your chips today because your lids was longer. And that's the approach I have, rather than, oh, you're not ready. Well, you're slow. You're not good. You know? And if you have the same problem constantly, then we fix that. But that's a chance where everybody gets to talk and bring a point of conversation to the kitchen about how we're going to be better and how we're going to be ready for 5 o'clock. Because 5 o'clock is go time.
Thanks to Chef Fermin Nunez from Suerte in Austin, Texas. I'm going to end this episode with him alluding to 5 o'clock being go time. We hope he gets back to go time as usual very soon. But to hear what he's listening to while sheltering at home, be sure to check out a special quarantine playlist inspired by the music they play during Suerte's service every night. We have a link up over at thebluegrasssituation.com if you want to check that out, including music from Cafe Tacuba, LCD Sound System, Childish Gambino, and more. And also check out Hands for Austin Restaurants, a donation portal where chefs from all over Austin send you recipes and videos in exchange for a donation, and all proceeds go to Austin restaurant employees who have lost work due to closures around the city. Head to handsforaustinrestaurants.com for more information. You can get recipes and a video from Chef Fernin anywhere you live. It's not just for Austin residents, so check it out today. The Shift List is produced by me, Chris Jacobs. Our executive producer is Amy Reitnauer, with help, as always, from the entire BGS team, including associate editor Justin Hiltner, marketing guru Joseph Klingel, and all the amazing writers and contributors that make BGS the best source for roots culture redefined. Special thanks to Osiris Media. Check out their entire roster of music and culture podcasts over at osirispod.com. If you love The Shift List, please leave us a review or rating over at itunes.com/theshiftlist. I'm Chris Jacobs. Thanks for listening.
Hey, listeners, this is Travis Book, bassist and singer in the bluegrass band The Infamous String Dusters. I started the Travis Book Happy Hour to try to get to the root of what makes my contemporaries tick, what inspires and motivates them, and why they make music. It's an hour where we get to play together, talk about life, and do it all in front of a live studio audience. If you haven't listened yet, maybe check out some of my highlights, including Sierra Hull, Bepe Gambetta, Tim O'Brien, and Lindsay Liu. You can find every episode of the Travis Book Happy Hour on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or wherever you get podcasts.